broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio, except Kurt's not with me. James Edwards is. ThePoliticalCesspool.org is the broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, our goal to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. This is the broadcast for May 18th in the year of our Lord, 2016. Hour two of two, because time flies when you're having fun. All right. All kinds of things are going on in the news, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? People don't like our take on race. So I guess what my question would be is, what take do they like? The mainstream press's double standard lies? That's what we're talking about on the broadcast today. Why? Because the Huffington Post did a hit piece on Sam Bushman and James Edwards just yesterday. Turns out that it wasn't even a genuine staff writer for the Huffington Post. It was a third-party blogger hack that used their platform to post an article. What's sad about it is that the Huffington Post is trying not to take responsibility for it, except they've lied in the article and they've got facts flat-out incorrect. The question is, should I sue them? Hopefully they'll retract and correct their lie. We're having a tough time even getting a hold of the reporter. I submit to you that's probably by design. But the article is entitled Trump Campaign Tied to Second Leader of White Nationalist Party. Bruce Wilson wrote it for the Huffington Post. We can't get a hold of Bruce no matter how hard we try. We've already spent a day at it. These people intentionally don't want you to be able to talk to them or deal with them. They're having trouble correcting factual misprints. For example, they claimed that I interviewed David Duke on the radio. It's a lie. It's not true. I've never interviewed David Duke. All right, with that beginning lie, the headline being a lie, suggesting that James Edwards or Bill Johnson or Sam Bushman have ties to the Trump campaign. None of us have any ties to the Trump campaign, James Edwards. The lies just begin from the headline and continue, sir.
Well, what's new? There was an article in Time magazine that said the billionaire and the bigot, Donald Trump's campaign brings white nationalists out of the shadows. Now, I'm included in that story also, and that's three lies in one headline. The bigots, I don't consider myself to be bigoted. I am a Christian. I am a husband, a father, a family man. I'm a conservative. I believe in equal rights for all, special privileges for none, as we always say. But yes, I am proud of how God made me, and God made me a heterosexual white southern male. You know, what am I supposed to do, hate myself, you know, in order not to be called a racist? Well, I don't play that game well, and I've never been in the shadows because, you know, we've been doing this for 11 years, as high profile as anyone. But I want to say, you know, it is embarrassing. It's embarrassing to have to continue to talk about this. You know, I would much rather be talking about the fact of something with substance, like Mitt Romney and Bill Kristol going out there trying to pull in a third-party candidate to ensure that Hillary Clinton goes into the White House, that we have Obamacare forever, that we have 100 years of radical Marxist Supreme Court justices. That's a real issue that I'd like to sink my teeth into. But because the manipulative and dishonest media chooses to continue desperately and hysterically to make some sort of a story that, we're cast as the bad guys, and because we have these imaginary ties to Donald Trump, that he's also bad because he associates with us. You see, the establishment press can interview anyone and everyone, and there's never a negative stigma. I mean, they can interview members of a skinhead neo-Nazi guy. And there are literally people like that out there. I mean, with swastikas on the, they can interview people like that, people with whom we would never associate, never have. And there's no guilt by association. But if we talk to Donald Trump in a very respectful and open way and do a great interview, then all of a sudden there's a guilt by association. And I would rather not talk about this. I don't think there's a story. But the media, I mean, you're talking about, you know, you're probably rivaling hundreds of millions of dollars worth of publicity now that a 20-minute interview got with Donald Trump. And one thing that they never mentioned, Sam, is the interview itself, because the interview stands on its own. The interview was flawless. The interview was great radio. It was content that should have been out there on national television, if I do say so myself. But, you know, again, that we're here having to talk about this again only because the media continues to attack is really a disservice to legitimate news. But because they continue to attack, if we don't take this venue, if we don't take the pulpit that this network offers, this God-given opportunity that we have, we're one of the few people that the media smears that actually has a voice to fire back and set the record straight. Most people don't do that, and we do owe it to our audience to set the record straight, because there's some pretty nasty stuff going on out there. Lies, libel, and slander.
And here's the problem with it, James. To say that I interviewed David Duke when
see,
it
only they
true.
Can interview David Duke. They can only interview David Duke and get away with it.
But here's the thing. I did not even do it. Now, I'm not distancing myself from David Duke. I don't know Donald Trump, as we've already articulated. I have no ties to the Donald. There's only one tie that I know of, is that I interviewed Donald Trump Jr., and I stand by that interview completely. Anybody can go listen to it. But I don't have any ties to the Trump campaign, to Donald Sr., to Donald Jr., and I don't have any ties to David Duke either. I've never met them. I've never talked to Donald Sr. I've only talked to Donald Jr. on the air. And as the person to place him on the air. I have talked to David Duke as I've placed him on the air for other talk shows. Just, hello, sir, you ready to go on the radio? Excellent, hold on, we'll put you right up. You'll hear a couple of little bit of news and some commercials, and then you'll be live with our host. But I've never talked to David Duke. I've never met him. I've never eaten lunch with him. I don't know him or his family. And so there's no ties whatsoever. But this lie that I interviewed him, and therefore, I'm a white supremacist because I never interviewed him. I'm not a white supremacist. These are absolute lies, and people can draw their own opinions. What they can't do is cross the line with things that are not accurate, that are not correct, that are not factual. And that's where we're holding their feet to the fire, James.
Yeah, well, and to be fair, it's just a matter of fact. David Duke has not appeared on your show. If he had, and you had a discussion with the guy, does that mean you agree with everything he's ever said, done, and thought?
Of course not.
Certainly, that standard doesn't apply to the rest of the media. Now, let me be very clear here, because these degenerates, these cowards, they don't make me run. David Duke has been on my show. I know David Duke, and let me go one further. I count him as a friend based on personal experience. Now, people say, well, David Duke, he was in the Klan. A mistake he made when he was in very young, over 30 years ago now. I mean, it was in the 70s, nearly 45 years ago. He regrets it. He wished it had never made that mistake. But since that time, now that's the only thing you ever think about David Duke when he's in the media. Since that time, he went on to become a member of the state legislature in the state of Louisiana, elected by the citizens of the great state of Louisiana. He was the Republican nominee for governor and the Republican nominee for United States Senator. He won contested primaries, got millions of votes in those elections, and very nearly, I'm talking about within a couple of percentage points, was elected governor of a state in America. All right, so, and if you talk to him about these issues, it's 100% opposite of the way the media tries to present his positions. Now, I'm saying that for me. So and the only reason I say that is because, number one, if there's a difference between many, many times there's a difference between who a person really is and how the media presents them. Now, David Duke is a very easy target because he made those mistakes back in his early years. But a lot has happened since then. And so, you know, is the sum of a man's worth, the sum of a man's reputation, something he did 45 years ago, or should a greater balance be put on everything he's done since then? So,
well, and the point, though, to me, isn't what we think about David Duke or not. Okay, that's a side discussion. But here's the point that I want to get at. For some reason, if I type in the word David Duke CNN, so three words, if you will, or two words and three letters, David space Duke space CNN into Google, the first thing that comes up is a YouTube interview. CNN interviews David Duke. All right, now, here's the thing. If James interviews David Duke, then James is an evil, bigot, racist Klan leader. That's a lie. But CNN can interview David Duke, and it's no problem at all. In fact, it's the first thing that comes up when you type that in. Now, I've never even interviewed David Duke. By the way, not that I wouldn't interview him necessarily. It's factually not accurate. That's all. Okay, now I'm not here to throw David Duke under the bus, and I'm not here to endorse David Duke. I don't even know the guy.
Exactly.
Okay, but I'm not distancing myself from David Duke by me saying I've never interviewed him. I'm just being factually accurate.
Well, just look at what's going on here, Sam. We've spent 5 minutes talking about do we know and how much do we know and who's talking. I mean, this is the media game. They want to take your eye off what's important, and that's setting this country straight, God forgive me, but make America great again. I mean, talking about the issues that matter, not who knows who and have they talked before and all of this garbage. This is not news. There is nothing about this that is newsworthy at all. At all. You know, but they continue. I mean, this guy for the Huffington Post broke down that story with a play-by-play, and as I mentioned in the last hour, painstakingly, he had to spend days listening to hours and hours of commentary on this network to transcribe exactly what happened, as if it happened last night. This has been covered for now 3 months extensively by global media time and time again. Virtually everybody's covered it, and it's still being vomited back up as if this is some sort of a breaking scandal.
And it's taking scandal, you and I months just to get the facts correct, and that's what we're doing.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Sam Bushman and James Edwards absolutely taking on a hack piece written in the liberal rag, the Huffington Post, not even written by a staff writer, written by a third-party scab blogger. And now that they're being called on the carpet when it comes to the facts of the story, they're backing away going, well, we didn't write it. And you know what? They just used our platform. And I'm still holding you folks accountable for the lies told, the factual misstatements made. You're going to have accountability for that, my friends. All right, Glenn, Philadelphia, you're on the radio. Make it quick, sir.
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, James. Just a quick retraction, Sam. I did it again. I parroted an inaccurate popular myth, just like with the Harvard thing. I try not to do that, but we get caught up in them sometimes. Newt Gingrich did not abandon his wife, his dying wife. She did not die. She survived. But he still cheated on her, abandoned his family, divorced her, and stuff like that. And he had an argument with her or something when she was in the hospital. So
yeah, and they thought she was dying at the time, though.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So that Snopes.com is invaluable for correcting those things.
Yeah, but by the way, Snopes.com is written by thugs, too, and they get a lot of it wrong, too.
Yeah, so nobody's infallible, absolutely. But but Newt Gingrich is still a racist, though, and a jerk.
There you go. All right, thanks for the call, sir. All right, let him correct. He had dialed in a couple of days ago and made some claims, and he's correcting them. Good for him. I appreciate that. I appreciate accuracy, and that's all we expect out of the mainstream press, to have the humility of Glenn, James.
Well, if everybody in the establishment had the kind of honor and integrity as that caller, who I've heard on your show before, and I'm a big fan of your caller, then the world would be a better place. And here's the thing to remember. The point in all of this is that, you know, you say, well, you know, individuals, small outlets, they can't really change things. Well, let me tell you something. The establishment media, these thugs, as Sam so accurately puts us, they believe that we are impacting the presidential election, and that's why they're firing at us with both barrels. So, and as I always say, if you're not directly over the target, you won't catch flack. Well, we're catching flack because we are over the target, and it should be something that's inspiring to the audience of this program and this network, is that because of you and because of your support, you know, we have been inserted into this thing, the American presidential election, as game changers on a small level, but a noticeable level. And it will continue, and it will continue to play out through November. Of that, there's no doubt that it's still becoming headline news in nearly June, something that happened in February, the last week of February, first week of March. They're going to continue to milk this in hopes that some way it's going to damage Donald Trump. But let me tell you something. It's not. I mean, did they not know that yet? They have tried this for months now, and he continues to rack up state after state. He is now the nominee.
He just won Oregon, by the way.
Yeah, he just won Oregon. Well, of course, it was uncontested, I guess, because he'd already beat everybody else into submission. But the fact of the matter is, this is not hurting Trump, and it's not hurting us either. You know, it doesn't hurt you to be lied about by liars. I mean, you don't like it. It's uncomfortable. You know, I would rather it not happen. But, I mean, what happens at the end of the day? Sam and I go home to beautiful wives and loving children, and we have fulfilling lives led by our faith in God and in Christ. I could think of a lot worse things that could go down, you know, so I have a happy life. I think these people, you have to be miserable if your sole intent is to sow discord and strife and racial upheaval and to try and hurt other people. And I think
that's exactly why we're taking issue with this article and why we're spending the time on it. First off, you know what? Sam, James, Bill, the people mentioned in this hack piece article, written by Bruce Wilson, not even a writer for the Huffington Post, but somehow gets his article in there. My next question for the Huffington Post is, are they going to accept an article that I write? If they got a third-party writer that they're not accountable to or for what they say, then why not let me write an article? I wrote an open letter to Donald Trump, by the way. I don't know if anybody knows that. That's the only ties I have to Trump, is I wrote him an open letter for the public to read. Just type in open letter Donald Trump, Sam Bushman, to Google. You'll find it. Nevertheless, or you can go to libertyroundtable.com. The point is, the mainstream press won't touch that with a 10-foot pole, but here's the issue. This thing is full of lies, suggesting we have ties. Now, the next thing that it lies about is it says that James Edwards, I mean, he's like a lightning rod here, ladies and gentlemen. They say that James Edwards tied to every malcontent in the world, basically. And they go on and talk about, you know what, James has had on his radio program everybody, from the Holocaust deniers to, you know, and basically suggesting you're a Holocaust denier, James.
Yeah, let me address that. Okay, number one, they always talk about this. We've had on neo-Nazis and Holocaust deniers. Well, that would be news to me, because let me tell you something. I have been on the air for 11 years. I've done thousands and thousands of hours of radio. 11 years worth of programming. The first half of that 11 years, I was on Monday through Friday. We moved to the weekend after I started having kids, so I'd have more time at home. But in those 11 years and in all those shows and in all those hours, never once have we addressed or promoted in any way, shape, or form Nazism. Never once have we promoted the idea of Holocaust denial. And In fact, the only time we have ever even spoken about World War II in any capacity whatsoever was when Pat Buchanan was on the show to promote his book, Churchill, Hitler, and the Unnecessary War, a big blockbuster bestseller that Pat wrote a few years ago. I think that's the only time in 11 years we've even addressed World War II.
But let me be very clear about something important, though. If I question 9/11 and say I don't believe the government's tale on that, okay? If I say I don't believe the government's story on World War II, if I say, you know what, I think that they're lying about details of the Holocaust, then instantly they throw me in with, you know what, I'm a 9/11 truther. Somehow I'm crazy. I believe in all kinds of conspiracies. Oh, man, you're a Holocaust denier. I never said any such thing. In fact, I stand against the Holocaust deniers, but I also don't believe the official story the government told me.
Well, this is exactly like the thing with you and David Duke. Now, again, you know, if you interview David Duke, do you endorse everything he's ever said, done, or thought? Well, the fact is, you didn't have David Duke on the program. Now, with regards to me and the Holocaust denial stuff, we've never talked about it. But at the same time, what you're saying is true. You know, I am a son of a Confederate veteran. I know beyond any shadow of a doubt. I mean, there is no doubt at all that the way the cause and effect of that war, the way the war between the states was presented, is an outright lie and propaganda, and it's evil and it's satanic. The way they have demonized the South. And I know the official narrative of that war, what it was fought for, what motivated the South, my ancestors, is a complete and total lie. And if the media lies about everything all the time, should we put 100% faith in the fact that they're telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about World War II? I mean, no. I mean, obviously there's things that aren't going to stand up.
But just because we question their narrative and question their honesty, that doesn't mean we're denying that a lot of people died. Come on.
Exactly. I mean, but the point is, you know, I can have doubts about the integrity of official stories, particularly war propaganda, but it still doesn't change the fact that we've never had anybody on to talk about this on the radio, and they say we do. They say, in fact, we regularly do that. It's just a lie.
Okay, and now, most people, they can get away with lying. If we want to talk about a Holocaust I would focus on, it would be the abortion Holocaust in America today. There's been 50-plus million dead people. And you're going to run around and go, Sam, you don't believe the official story on the Holocaust. They're crazy, and it's all manipulated. I never said I'm a Holocaust denier. I'm not. I believe a lot of people died in World War II and in every war, and I believe war is evil, and I believe that tyrants and money changers, back wars, and most wars we didn't even need to be involved in the first place. And the truth is, I'm not denying any Holocaust. But I'm also not going to advocate for the government story and accept that hook, line, and sinker.
Well,
I know better.
Let me say this, Sam. You know, I mentioned Pat Buchanan had been on to talk about that book, Churchill, Hitler, and the Unnecessary War. Pat Buchanan's been on my show several times. And I worked for Pat. And, you know, when Pat got called out for the same clownish, exaggerated lies that Donald Trump Jr. has gotten called out for, Pat went on National Public Radio and defended me and my show, and rightly so. Now that took a little bit of courage to stand up and say, hey, listen, there's nothing wrong with these guys. Now, if he was doing the kind of things that
courage
you say
Jr.
he does,
doesn't have,
I wouldn't go on. Well, this is the point. Maybe we can get to it after the break. If Don Jr. had the intestinal fortitude of Pat Buchanan, this would have been squelched back in March. But he's letting the media yank him around. And it's become a problem for the campaign.
And if they're not careful, it'll be the whole undoing of the campaign, as I wisely put out in my letter, because what do you capitulate to next? All right, Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and James will continue to break it down in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land, you're listening to Liberty News Radio.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items for my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You got to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, James Edwards with me. We're talking about an article written by a hack blogger, somehow perpetuated by the Huffington Post, even though they don't claim responsibility for the article, which is very strange indeed. I think they ought to publish my articles if they're going to go that route. Nevertheless, they only do it when it's their liberal hack job friends. Anyway, they talk about James Edwards and his radio show, The Political Cesspool, and they mention this weird comment: diversity equals white genocide. That's what you stand for, James. You want to respond?
Well, again, I don't know if I've ever put it exactly like that. What I have said before is that anywhere where you have a media and certainly government and academia that fans the flames of racial tension, you're going to have just that tension. And certainly if you look throughout history, any multicultural society has always been rife with conflict. And so, you know, while we all should have equal rights under the law and while we're all God's children, you're forcing people to associate and then perpetuating the narrative that one group is evil and responsible for the shortcomings and the grievances of another group is just not a recipe for a harmonious country. And, you know, there's no doubt that whites and blacks have lived together on this continent for many hundreds of years, but never has racial tension and, frankly, hatred, not hatred coming from our side, but hatred directed at us, never before has that been so apparent as it is now. So the more we supposedly move into this new era of understanding, the more things are really falling apart. America is at odds and is fractured, perhaps beyond repair. And if you don't stop perpetuating this double standard that one group can celebrate who they are, they can hate another group because slavery existed hundreds of years ago, then you are going to have eventually a balkanized country, not just in terms of spirit, but I think politically And geographically, I think America will fall just like every other multicultural state has fallen.
Now, they bring up an interesting thing. They say this, the American Freedom Party's positions on immigration align closely with Donald Trump's campaign statements. Now, what I find fascinating about that is, you know what? These are the statements, though, that most Americans agree with, including minorities, which is this. Illegality is the issue, James.
Well, that one of the things they point out in that article is that the American Freedom Party is for securing the border. Oh, Donald Trump is for securing the border. The vast majority of Americans, regardless of racial or ethnic makeup, are in favor of securing the border. So therefore, though, we're going to leave out all of that other stuff. The American Freedom Party says this. The American Freedom Party says the sky is blue. Donald Trump believes the sky is blue. There's the link. There's the connection. Obviously, the conclusion we can come to is that Donald Trump is a white supremacist.
Then they say white supremacists are broadcasting from inside Trump rallies, James.
Well, they were referring to me with that. It's libel. That is libel. That should be actionable. I do not consider myself to be a white supremacist. And in many ways, I think whites are absolutely inferior. I mean, whites are the only group that allow this madness to ensue, that we must be ashamed of our fathers and grandparents and ancestors. We must hate the fact, you know, now you have whites saying just to be born white is in of itself white supremacy. And it's just careening off into the absolutely ludicrous and absurd. But, you know, if there were white supremacists broadcasting at the Trump rally, it certainly wasn't us. I don't consider myself to be a white supremacist. I reject supremacy. I believe that is defamation. And, you know, no other group who it just says we're proud of who we are would be labeled a supremacist for having those beliefs. No other group who speaks candidly and frankly about racial realities would be called evil for exercising their freedom of speech. Now, people like your caller before, and God bless her, I believe she was heartfelt in her upsetness. But, you know, we're not evil because you disagree with us. And we're not motivated by hatred because we have a dissenting opinion. Not really dissenting with regards to popular belief, but at least in terms of the media.
But I would maintain, I'm not even sure what we disagree with, though, because she didn't focus on specific issues. She had these generalities that I just don't have a clue. Well, she may be right. I'm not suggesting I have a clue about everything, right?
Well, to be fair, though, the narrative and the angle that she's looking for is well covered with every other network out there. This network offers a different view, but certainly the view of this network isn't to take away rights or ridicule minorities or to oppress them or to do anything that would be unchristian at all. And that should go without saying. The fact that we have to say that is preposterous.
But right now,
the next thing
they lie about in the article is this. They say instead, James Edwards arranged for Donald Trump Jr. to appear on another closely related radio talk show. This guy happens to be a friend and colleague of James Edwards. That is Sam Bushman. Now, first off, James didn't arrange for the interview with Donald Trump Jr. I did. Let's be very clear. I'm the one that did that. Now, they say the Liberty Roundtable is broadcast by the same network that airs Edwards' radio show and is, in effect, a sister show to the Political Cesspool.
I think you're a brother and not a sister.
I agree with that. But here's the point. Their goal is to increase this tie. Now, I don't mind the tie to James Edwards. We're personal friends. I've spent time in his home. I know his wife. I know his children. I will say there is a great friendship between Sam Bushman and James Edwards, and I won't back away from that for 1 second.
Well, the difference is, Sam, you do know me, and you know what I am and what I'm not. Now, these people who have never met me, never spoken with me, they want the public at large to believe that they know me better. They've never met me, they've never spoken with me, but by God, they know me better than I know myself and better than my friends know me.
But here's the tie that I have a problem with. They're tying David Duke / James Edwards to Trump. Then they're tying Sam Bushman to James Edwards as close as they can. All under this idea, the next line says, Ku Klux Klan leader Grand Wizard David Duke, okay? And my problem with that all is this. The ties they're associating are bogus, completely bogus. Now, if you want to say I'm good friends with James Edwards, without a doubt, I am. And I'll never say that I'm not. I'm a personal friend of James. I trust James. I believe in James. He's a personal friend. And I will do all that I can to further that relationship. Okay, I'm not backing away from that a bit. Not one bit. However, I will denounce the tie they're trying to link James to David Duke to Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizards to Sam Bushman that we're all so tightly related we might as well be sisters. These people are off their rockers, and they're even using transgender manipulation to get there.
Hey, I'm glad you brought that up, Sam.
These people are psychotic.
I am so glad you brought that up. So they're trying desperately to paint this picture, and they really have to stretch to come up with a narrative that could present us in a negative light. Because certainly, I stand by everything I've ever said. In proper context, I don't think I would back down from any statement I've ever made on the radio going back 11 years because I very carefully and very responsibly put forth my opinions. But here's the thing. So we're the bad guys. We're the ones that are out of touch. That are on the fringe, we're outliers. And you're taking that from the Huffington Post and the establishment media. The Huffington Post believes that men should be able to go to the bathroom with the little girls. This is something they advocate for in their publication. So, you know, how much credibility? Not that the media has much credibility and not that anybody out there really puts faith in anything the media says about anything. But, you know, you're letting an outlet that believes that men should be able to go to the bathroom with little girls set what is and isn't proper discourse and respectful behavior.
Right now, here's what I find fascinating. Then they go on and tell the truth. See, they're mixing truth and error. To tie me to a Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan is psychotic. To tie me to David Duke is false. However, they say this, and I think they're absolutely right on this. Edwards of the Political Cesspool and Sam Bushman of Liberty Roundtable Live frequently appear as guests and co-hosts on each other's radio programs. And Edwards posts articles that he writes on the Liberty Roundtable website. Those are factual, and I don't back away from that for a second. That's true, and we will continue to do so and take you thugs on. That's what we'll do.
Well, this is what the Southern Poverty Law Center does, too. They will put legitimate violent groups on their hate list and then sprinkle in also Family Research Council, American Family Association, the Singing Nuns of Spokane, and yours truly. You have to mix a little bit of truth in there or it falls apart. But, I mean, just enough, as in James Edwards, that's his name. Sometimes that's all they put in. But, no, it is interesting how they do it. And they become very good at what they do, and that's spreading lies and disinformation, and a little bit of truth can tie some of these things together.
Now, they say that three co-hosts participated. That's a lie, too. There was only two of them. Myself, Kirk Crosby, and James Edwards. There were three of us, but only two co-hosts, just for the record.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right, there's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that?
It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so they already printed somewhat of a retraction, ladies and gentlemen, because these thugs got it wrong and they know it. And they're under threat of being sued if they don't get it corrected ASAP, so they already corrected it within 24 hours. But here's the problem with their correction. It's at the very bottom of the story. And it says, a correction to the story. The story originally stated that the Liberty Roundtable Radio Show, which airs on the Liberty Radio News Network, by the way, that's not even our organization. Okay? They got that wrong. It's Liberty News Radio, people. Go to libertynewsradio.com to learn about it. But you're right, both shows do air on that syndicate. They say that James Edwards hosted an appearance by David Duke in 2015. So they admit that was incorrect. Liberty Roundtable didn't. The political cesspool did. They correct it. My problem is that they do such damage in their original article. And then they just put a little blip at the bottom here as they correct it. They need to retract that, not just put a little teeny correction at the bottom. Now, in the middle of the story, they do change the wording slightly. But what damage is done in this process? Okay, it's factually incorrect. There's all kinds of incorrect things in this. For example, Liberty News... There is no James Edwards show or Liberty Roundtable show that airs on LRNN, whatever that is. What is LRNN? James, do you know?
Well, obviously their laziness got them confused. I mean, they I'm sure meant to write Liberty News Radio Network, but put Liberty Radio Network News or whatever it is that they've written.
Okay,
here,
and so my problem with that whole thing, again, is it's just an accuracy thing. It's just an honesty thing. None of the staff at this hack organization in the first place reached out to me at all, James, to get my take, to get my side, to get my beliefs, because they know if they do that, then they'll be required to quote me. And if they quote me, then the truth will come out. And if they don't quote me, they'll get sued if they manipulate it.
Well, this whole
and so their whole idea is not to reach out, not to talk to us, James.
Well, that's right. And Sam went through great lengths yesterday trying to even get a phone number for Huffington Post. I mean, they leave you literally no way to contact them except a web form, a web submission form online, not even really an email address, but just something that you submit online and pray that it gets there. But, you know, this whole thing, though, is still stemming from the fact, did you interview David Duke? And again, I say, you know, is Wolf Blitzer a white supremacist because he's interviewed David Duke or any of these other? Everybody, David Duke has been on every media outlet that there is for time in memoriam many, many times. And again, I see here, you know, former Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard David Duke. Let me say one more thing about that. Now, I've already established that he regrets that. He was a mistake. But I think people believe that he must have been engaged in some sort of violence. You know, this was a totally nonviolent group. I am not defending the Klan whatsoever. You know, there's no doubt that they perpetrated acts of terror. I think, you know, some of it's exaggerated to the extent that they had power and to the extent that they did these atrocities. But if it was just one atrocity, they should be shouted down and condemned. I have no problem. I'm not defending that organization. No one should belong to it. I don't even know if it exists anymore. But the fact of the matter is that David Duke was in it 45 years ago, and it was completely nonviolent. He's never committed a crime like that. And since then, he was also former state representative
David Duke. But nevertheless, it has nothing to do with you or me anyway.
They don't put that. Well, but they don't put any of that in there. But it does have something to do with us because I have interviewed him, and because you're a friend of mine, you are a friend of someone who's interviewed him. Well, everybody else has interviewed him. Yeah, he was in the Klan 45 years ago. It was a mistake. We don't, you know, advocate for that. We wish it hadn't happened. But that's the whole thing that they're trying to tie to Donald Trump. But, you know, it's telling, though. Their venom is telling. They don't ever introduce someone as a former communist or a Marxist or anything like that, but they will introduce him as
Van Jones comes to mind on CNN, by the way.
Exactly. I mean, but since then, at least David Duke was the Republican nominee for governor and was very nearly a governor in the United States, a sitting governor. He almost won that. That's a heck of a lot more credibility than Van Jones and all of these other talking heads. But, of course, they are anti-American, so they don't get the negative stigma.
All right, so my headline now says this. The Huffington Post already prints a retraction correction. They already had to. So now we've got Politico forced to do it. And now even the Huffington Post does it. They know they're lying. They're getting caught in their lies almost daily now. And their credibility is going down the tubes. And the only way they can remain relevant in the news is to transcribe Liberty Roundtable live.
Well, and two, you know, this is why, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you don't consider this to be self-indulgence, because it's not, but this is why you have to spend time fighting back and firing back at these people. They cannot get away with lying. I mean, they cannot get away with that. And so, you know, I don't like having to cover this. I would rather be covering hard news, but you can't let them get away with things that are written, not just that are inaccurate, but written inaccurately with malicious intent. They seek to hurt and destroy and damage. And so you have to fire back about, you know, on these things. And so we've spent an obscene amount of time on today's show and certainly going back the last couple of months dealing with this, but we deal with it only when it is revived and resuscitated like some, you know, walking dead news story. Because if we don't set the record straight, certainly there's not going to be an honest, crusading journalist that's going to do it on our behalf.
So my headline now says, the Huffington Post already prints a retraction / correction, losing credibility in the process. That's what's happening, folks. They don't want you to realize that. But that's exactly what's going on, James.
Well, they're so used to being able to libel and slander people that don't have the opportunity to sound off and to fire back and set the record straight in a very public way that they're used to getting away with it, you know, but they've got a different animal here. Was that racist? Did I just call you an animal, Sam?
Absolutely, sir.
I should apologize for the next 15 years.
Although I guess it depends on what color the animal is, really.
There you go. Some animals are more equal than others.
All right. Well, I think that the Huffington Post is kind of like a snake. Speaking of animals, they're dishonest. They're, you know, and the problem with their narrative is it's a lie. Now, if they had printed the retraction at the top and got a hold of me to get all the corrections squared away, then we'd be gaining ground. But even in their correction, they make an error, James. They don't even attribute our talk shows to who really syndicates them.
Well, I'll tell you, you know,
now,
you do
say
a disservice
it's an
to
mistake, innocent mistake. But again, these people are supposed to be the premier journalists, right?
No, yeah, these are the people that are supposed to be the professionals. I mean, they're the ones with the so-called mainstream credibility. You know, alternative outlets like Liberty Roundtable, Liberty News Radio. You can't trust those guys because they're not sanctioned. They're not the ones that the government, you know, presents as being the truth tellers and the one. You know, but there's no objectivity. There's no truth in them. You know, you mentioned snakes. You know, it's actually a slur to snakes to equate them with reporters. I mean, you know, you don't see snakes screwing each other over, for political purposes. And, you know, but they really are, snakes are associated with Satan. And these people that are chronic and perpetual liars and sowers of discord, I mean, you know, there's no truth in them. And that's, you know, certainly, you know, like their father, the devil, there's no truth in them. And very snake-like indeed in that regard.
Last point on this. They really stretch when they try to make their associations. And my problem with their real stretching to make their associations is that they're reaching for straws. And they know it. They know Sam Bushman has nothing to do with David Duke. Don't even know the man. They know Sam Bushman has nothing to do with Donald Trump. I don't even know the man. Okay? And what they're trying to do is they're trying to attack the Trump campaign. And they're trying to down the Trump campaign over this supposed tie. And what's beautiful about this is the American people are starting to see the truth. The more these people reach for straws, the more these people make these psychotic associations, the more the American people go, you know what? That's bogus. And so the beautiful part about this is the new media is taking center stage. The American people are waking up. And the Huffington Post has to transcribe Liberty Roundtable talk shows to even stay relevant in the press today, James.
I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, there is absolutely zero faith. The general public has zero faith. The American people, the hardworking men and women, come on, folks, of all races, that make this country go, have zero faith in the press. I mean, there's just no doubt about that. Now, it is good to see that the media is so up in arms that they are squandering credibility within even their own ranks now, I believe. And so it's a great day. The new media is taking center stage. The old media, the corrupt media, the establishment press is on its way out. And if you ever needed one example to prove what I'm telling you is true, they have invested everything they had to derail Donald Trump, to put Donald Trump on a third rail, to associate Trump with racism. And the people are just seeing through that. If they think they're being effective, they are sitting him on the fast lane to the White House. If they really wanted to hurt Trump, they would come out and say, the media loves Trump. Trump's one of us. That's how they would hurt him. So we'll see how it continues to play out, Sam. Well, we'll see what story they write about us tomorrow.
Last but not least, in the effort of fairness, because I'm always fair, number one, you can get a hold of me. Go to libertynewsradio.com, and you can get a hold of me, no problem. Okay? In addition to that, though, I'm going to offer anybody at the Huffington Post on the air to come and set the record straight and talk about this openly at my expense. An open interview opportunity has just been offered. And this Bruce Wilson guy, he's welcome to come on Liberty Roundtable Live and discuss this with me as well. And all I want is to get the facts straight. All I want is honesty in the reporting. And all I want to do is be able to speak for myself about who I am and what I believe. Isn't that what they would want for themselves? I'm giving them the opportunity. Are they willing to do turnabout fair play? I doubt it. If that doesn't say enough, I don't know what does, James.
That's one call you'll never get, Sam. Don't hold your breath.
Because they don't have the guts or the integrity. That's why. LibertyRoundtable.com on your favorite talk station.